in 1938, we're in Dunmore East, another coastal beauty spot that's part of Waterford Union, and specially known to many visitors for the lovely services of Compline that happen on summer evenings during the holiday and the boating season, although not unfortunately because of COVID restrictions this year. Talking of boating, there's a very poignant memorial on the pier in Dunmore East regarding local people who lost their lives at sea through accident, through tragedy. We think of those who have been killed in fishing tragedies, in yachting accidents, and particularly it's a place where one might think of the work of the RNLI, the lifeboats, and all the voluntary support on which they depend. In history in Europe, 1938 was the year before the war, the year of Munich and so-called peace in our time, the year in Ireland that Douglas Hyde, whom I've mentioned before, became our first president under the new constitution. But as Britain looked to bigger conflicts, it wanted to sort out the remainder of old chestnuts with Ireland. And in 1938, there came the end of the economic war, but also the evacuation of the treaty ports, which had been retained when the Free State was established for naval strategic reasons, fear of the U-boats of that time, for example, and so the treaty ports were Cork Harbour and Bearhaven and Lough Swilly. And the evacuation of the treaty ports was the very final piece of British territorial jurisdiction in the 26 counties being ended. Didn't entirely please Mr. Churchill. There was a lovely touch at Lough Swilly, the last of the ports to be vacated in October. And I now quote the Irish Times because it points up in the midst of this very significant political event, something that's very sort of lovely and intimate about Irish national life. This is what it said. The Union flag was hauled down by two Royal Artillery NCOs and the ERA tricolour was run up by two NCOs of the Coastal Artillery Defence Force. When the British troops left, they were given a cordial send-off by a small crowd. By coincidence, Sergeant O'Flynn of the Royal Artillery, who hauled down the Union flag, and Sergeant McLaughlin of the ERA force, who hoisted the tricolour, are brothers-in-law. And there's the end of the quotation, and thus ended British rule finally in the 26 counties. But doesn't that coincidental relationship between the two officers on the two sides say it all in some ways about the complexity of the Irish political story? We may want to set ourselves up as enemies at times, but we're always neighbours and we can never get away from the relationships we must sustain with each other.